Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound. It's Sean Bass. It's David Mino. And I see a lot of our friends lingering around. I see a Junior Miller.
Hello.
I see a Corby. I see a Dave. And I see Bob eating a sandwich.
Cubano Bob.
Umami moo.
He made himself and some fries.
That's right. Bob just made the most clutch move of the week. Sometimes you got to do it.
I mean, the culinary prowess we're seeing on display at this compound is... It's impressive. I didn't know we had this in our bag, fellas. Yeah,
I know.
Nah, you know, sometimes you just find the right mix of wild berries and twigs and it turns into a lovely meal.
Right. And cured hams.
We will be joined by, no ham today. Oh. But Brett Boone, the new Rangers hitting coach, will join us here.
BB.
In about 20 minutes or so. But right now it's 2:15 on a Thursday, so we slide into the DMs, and Monto sends us news.
Hey, Monty, send news.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Justin.
Let's start with a
Thank you, Justin.
A little PSA about why you need to stay off drugs. You hear me, Junior? You're a father now. You got to set a good example.
Yes. Thank you, Monty. How are you, by the way?
I'm good, and big fan.
Have you had the...
Hey, right back at you.
Have you had the drug talk with her yet?
Yeah, I had that when she was two.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's a good smart age to do that.
Yeah, do that earlier and earlier now.
Yes.
Baby, no needles, just things that come from the earth.
They were still cleaning the amniotic fluid off. He's like, while I got you here.
While you're not busy. Yeah, Dave was giving the sex talk to his kid last night.
Yep.
On FaceTime.
Yeah, weird to do that right before bedtime.
With a bunch of diagrams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Corby hold the phone so I could do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what gesture you just did.
Or this, if it's up to him.
Yeah,
right.
If you want to snoodle,
no judgment,
you can snoodle.
So 34-year-old
took it all in.
Jared Dwayne Shaw, who is a Dallas product, he went to Dallas Carter, was arrested last week in Indonesia with 132 pieces of cannabis candies. Now, the problem with that is Indonesia has some of the strictest drug laws in the entire universe.
Off.
So, he was he received a package from Thailand, and somehow the Indonesian authorities got a tip that there may be drugs in this package. He went to pick it up. And they arrested him, and now he could be facing, if found guilty, execution by firing squad.
Oh, my God.
For some gummies?
What are we talking? 2 5s? 5 10?
Well, I mean,
heavy stuff? 50s?
He had 100-something of them. I would bet they're probably a mixed bag.
It said he had 869 grams of illegal cannabinoid.
Maybe he just forgot they were in his bag because you said he had Indonesia, right?
That's not amnesia.
Although that's high quality for this late in the game. Over a 3-day period, your brain's still functioning.
What happened is he found out Donnie went till 4 a.m., so he's now trying to get back in the MVP race.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
The game. It's neck and neck right now.
The game is afoot.
Donnie is the permanent MVP.
What? So, yes, he is currently waiting to see if he will be found guilty. Right now, in Indonesia, they have 530 people on death row. Most are for drug-related crimes. They don't play over there. Why even go over there?
Yeah, what is...
Yeah, we need to legalize it in
What is
Indonesia.
Over there?
Well, he does play basketball in that...
I'm sorry?
...area of the world.
What is over there?
Yeah.
He plays for the Tangerang Hawks of the Indonesian Basketball League.
Okay, they're going to kill one of their best players? Come on, man.
Isn't that the league you tried to recreate in your bedroom, Junior? The IBL?
I think it actually was. The International Basketball League, not the Indonesian Basketball League. Hey, will our government get involved here and try to stop any kind of firing squad?
Make a trade.
Maybe trade for the Angel
you think,
of
what,
Death.
What, J.D. Vance will... throw himself in front of the bullets?
No, not like that.
Oh.
But work a deal. They were doing that with Brittany Griner, right?
Yes. Yeah, they got the Merchant of Death.
Yeah, she had the vape pen.
Yeah.
Not the gummies.
Had to throw in a pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did we have the Merchant of Death back? Can we use that guy again?
Man, that's wild. What if Brittany would have drawn the Russian firing squad? How does that story change?
Does the team
get a comp pick or anything?
If somebody gets executed, you get a comp pick in the next draft?
I don't know. I'll have to read the IBL CBA. I'm not up to date on that one.
You actually get the 1-1 if that happens.
No way.
It's a weird loophole.
What a weird tanking philosophy. You're planting drugs on your own guys.
I wouldn't put it past Nico. Right, Dave?
He would do anything.
Timely, boys.
Was this guy All-State or something at Carter?
No, but he was notable because he went on to play collegiately at Oklahoma State and then Utah State.
Dang.
Okay.
So
we can't be laughing at this anymore.
No.
How old is he?
I'm not laughing.
He's currently 34. So it's been a while since he's been.
He had a good run.
In NCAA. Yeah, when I told the story to Lando, he was like, good. One less junkie.
Guys. More drugs for me.
Yeah, Lando wants the streets clean.
Where are they keeping those candies?
Give them to me, man.
I'll take some.
Just be more responsible is all I'm saying.
Dang. Shout out.
Thanks, Lieutenant Colonel Landrum. All right, let's meet James Kaliavas, a 66-year-old Georgia man who was arrested this weekend after police discovered him inside a storage shed at a home improvement store in Louisiana. So cops are called to this home improvement store after they get a 911 call that a naked man was inside one of the small sheds that was being offered for sale. So the cops go inside and they discover the 66-year-old man lying on his back on the floor, his pants at his ankles, and an open bottle of Vaseline at his side. They say that he was...
When's the last time he was on your show, Junior?
This guy?
Yeah,
was he doing a voice when they caught him?
KY Jelly. Mr. Kaliavas.
Oh,
not Caliendo.
I see what you're doing.
Oh, wow. Okay, good thing I said his name again. Mr. Kaliavas acknowledged he was grass degrading inside the shed while watching YouTube. I've never been that YouTube. Turned on by a Mr. Beast video.
That's like using the Sears catalog.
Well, yeah, we might as well use a Nat Geo.
He's watching Game 4 condensed game.
Yeah, catching up on Pacers.
Oh, man.
I
want to see what John Boy has
to time
today.
It out.
He's using YouTube and Vaseline, like the worst combination.
And going to a shed at home improvement store. You can't.
So he was lying on his back?
I think I want the home field advantage there. I'm not doing that on the road.
This is poverty franchise.
I would turn into Hallibuck. I wouldn't even be able to get to full attention.
Plus, anytime you're found with your pants around your ankles,
that's a red flag.
Something wheels off is happening.
You're not having a successful day.
Wait, they're never finding you with your pants around an ankle ladling soup at a soup kitchen?
Right.
Why do they always have to say around your ankles? Why can't they just say your pants down?
Because it does sound more beaten.
It does.
Will.
Yeah.
And the image of your pants being down around your ankles like a little kid trying to use a urinal.
Yeah.
Or like.
Just kick one of them off
like
and have them around.
Your feet got stuck and they knocked you off balance.
That's why he's on his back.
In the hurry.
With you, holding on to your phone in your left hand watching Game of Thrones season 7 recap.
I'm watching a video on YouTube.
I was in college and
that's
like
not that big a deal.
At a year up at the end.
I think we all
you're burying the lead a little bit here.
And in like a urinal line and it was the first time I noticed that my fellow collegiates didn't pull their pants all the way down to their ankles to pee. So I had to change.
You were raised differently.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody at the ticket do that? Did Norm do that? Or
what?
All the way down to his ankles?
He wouldn't be able to pull him back up.
I know Donovan gets completely undressed to go number 2.
And one?
Yeah.
Ham doesn't use the bathroom at all.
This would be a good...
He takes his clothes off to fart.
This would be a good Picks with Friends bet payoff. It's Super Bowl week. Every time you go to the restroom, you have to... When you go to the urinal, you have
down.
To take
I don't
them
know
all
if
the
I
way
know.
Down.
Yeah. Steve Largent
God, and your pants get like... All uriny down. No, it's gross.
Zach Martin walks up next to you. You're like, hey, bro.
Yeah, because you're going to see former players in the bathroom. And just Jay Ajayi walks in and it's like, I think this guy's got his pants on.
Him
all the
and
way
his
down.
Bounty rep.
God, we were up in the third level for the Stars game. It was like animals up there. There's just urine everywhere. How do you guys do that?
Were you slumming it?
We don't.
How did you find out about the third level at the AAC?
Is that where the heli dropped you off and you had to go down?
Yeah, when you're on the platinum level, on the way everyone has their own urinal.
Luxury suite.
People are so polite and with their urine on the
Where's
platinum
your bartender?
Level.
You just hand your sports coat to the attendant in
the
bathroom.
Yeah, they have a porter.
Pepe!
This is the disc golf level.
Yeah.
All these people play
Ready
disc
for
golf
a shake,
with Sean.
Mr. Davidson.
Poor golf.
All right, so let's talk about a man who died.
Jeez.
Mm. Yeah. As 52-year-old Eric Slate was in a South Carolinian petting zoo, and he died of multiple blunt force injuries after getting into a fight with a kangaroo inside an enclosure at the children's petting zoo.
No way.
Wow. Did he start the fight, or was he like, was he looking for a fight? Did the kangaroo hook up with his old lady?
You're asking who got the extra instigator penalty?
Yeah.
Was he doing some heavy petting?
Ooh.
Was he drunk?
You know, I don't like that. Get your hands off me.
Oh, hey, kangaroo.
So,
hands out of my pouch.
Boy, where's the kangaroo from here? I'm trying to
not Australia.
You know what happened? I think Eric had taken the baby of the kangaroo, and the kangaroo said, "Bring back my Joey."
Oh, gosh.
It's good.
Man.
Hold on. A reach, but an acceptable one.
Keep my hand up.
So he fisted the pouch, and then...
Go on.
The kangaroo gave him a...
He fisted him right back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just...
Would you guys fight a kangaroo for any amount of money?
Was the kangaroo
we talked about this one time.
They would destroy us.
I've got a price.
Go Monty. On.
And he gets fisted.
I would absolutely fight one.
Yeah, I'd fight one for $100 million.
Was the kangaroo...
I would.
I'll do one for $50
million.
How much
of that purse are you splitting with the kangaroo?
I really would.
Was he wearing boxing gloves?
No, they didn't turn this into a cartoon.
From like the 1930s.
And can you train to fight a kangaroo? Like, could you get the tendencies and all that?
Yeah, if you get a kangaroo sparring partner.
That's right.
You got to worry about them leaning back on their tail and... Mm-hmm. Kicking you in the gut.
Yeah, I know. You have to train for that.
Yeah, you definitely have to bring a kangaroo into your camp to train against them.
Because we talked to George about fighting animals one time, and we decided that the ostrich might be the line of...
Oh, the ostrich
maybe,
would kick our ass.
Yeah, but you could also maybe either get away or win.
Those talons. Would you rather fight an ostrich or a kangaroo?
Ostrich.
An ostrich.
What about that real jacked kangaroo that looks he lifts?
I don't want
You're
any
gonna do
part
what
of that
to the
guy.
Kangaroo?
How much for him? $200 million?
What side
I'd keep it at $100 million. Okay. I know I'm going to get my ass kicked by this kangaroo, but if it's for $100 million, I could do that.
Well, let's get a kangaroo.
So,
at
like
summer chill,
$90 million.
What side of the tracks is the ostrich from?
I have to think about that.
I can't wait till we finally get to where Junior stops coming into work, and I finally get to have the realization he fought that kangaroo. That's why he's not here anymore.
Too close to the sun.
What if you get the $150 million, but you become a meme?
I don't care.
Ooh.
That'd be even better. You can capitalize off that, too.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
We could have June's coin one day.
Yeah, you're the Hawktua girl for $100 million?
Sure. Make fun of me all you want for $100 million.
What if you have to release the new Kanye song for $100 million?
Mm. What's that, Justin?
That's a meme. So local officials say that... Eric liked to enter the enclosure containing kangaroos and wallabies and, quote, roughhouse with a kangaroo named Jack.
It's a give-up name. Kangaroo Jack.
They have not euthanized the animal because the guy's brother said he loved it too much. He said, your memory will live on, your voice will be heard, and Jack, your buddy, the kangaroo... We'll be fine. Day,
the conversation we were having yesterday about animals that you won't eat, that are too pet-like.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't kill a lamb because they're too much like a pet.
I could not.
Could you kill a kangaroo?
Yeah. A big one, though. Not like a baby.
Because you know he could take you down.
Yeah. You mean like Colombian necktie?
Yeah.
The only preferred way to kill most animals?
The most
that's
humane
how the old,
way.
The old Navajo used to do it.
I think Steve Irwin actually said that one time.
Yeah.
He was trying to necktie that stingray.
Yeah, I would. I'd do that. I think kangaroos are gross. Right.
Some are chill. Let's make it happen.
Like, I want Craig to win in
Wait,
the fight.
They're gross.
Hey, thank you.
I got your
Have
back.
Have you seen Appreciate the inside of the pouch?
Is it nasty?
It's
Have
like
you?
Icky.
They're too big.
They don't keep
it's
their
like
pouch clean?
Mushy. It's gross.
They're too big and weird.
Why do you know what the inside of
Why do they look like that?
It's all pink on the inside.
Yeah.
Dave.
Why do kangaroos look like that?
Let me Google that.
Why does any animal look the way they do?
You
I don't know, Corby.
Setting back Microsoft AI probably. By 20 years every time you Google something.
Like, if I could design a kangaroo, it would not be that.
Well, luckily for you, Corby, I don't think you'll ever be tasked with kangaroo improvements.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Do you like
reimagine DNA of kangaroo?
Would you fight
Could
it?
I do that?
Would you fight it like Ellie?
You could do it.
As a scientist.
Yeah.
Would it take me long? Would it take me longer to do that or become the head coach at OU?
Probably the kangaroo stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Switzer.
Yeah, I've got an angle. Mm-hmm.
You
and
have
Stoops.
An extensive football background.
Thank you.
And with that school, so.
Thank you.
You could go right to the second round of interviews.
As far as I know, you don't have much of a kangaroo background.
Or re-engineering kangaroo DNA, more importantly.
Would that Jurassic Park be a good hit if it's just kangaroos?
And it's just me trying to figure it out?
Yeah, I'd rather just watch you.
We have no conclusion.
Right.
And Corby's eating Jell-O, looking all shocked.
Yeah. And I have one.
Must go
you
faster.
Guys,
must go faster.
And you guys give me one assistant and it's killer.
I made you a drink here, Corby.
Life finds a way.
Hold on to your butts.
So,
all right, there's your news.
So,
thank you, Justin. It's 2:31 on the sweet spot from the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound. And maybe, just maybe, we'll talk to new Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone next on the ticket.